But in the night, when these things happen, when material goes up in the air, even though it in the day it looks like white powder or so, in the night it's what we call incandescent. It glows. So we can see where things are going from the glow. And in this case, we saw pyroclastic flows, pyroclastic density currents, going down quite a few valleys around the volcano. From this end, we could see things like it went into, it's not perfectly clear because it's in the night and we could only detect them from the glow. We could see glow going down Larakai. We could see glow going down areas like Wallabo, the upper parts of Rabaka. We could see indication that there might have been stuff going down valleys a little bit north of that. But basically what happened is that you had a big explosion and you have pyroclastic density currents going down multiple valleys on the volcano. And from what we could see, they reached a little bit further down valley than we had seen. I would not be surprised, for example, if when we go and check this morning, that the one that went down Larakai, for example, probably went as far as the coastline. Now, these pyroclastic density currents are the most dangerous things that can happen from volcanoes like ours. I think I've said that multiple times. I hope people understand where they are.